Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Love music? Take one.
Fantasia.
My name is Renee, and I'm a baby mama.
My name is Juanita D. Sims,
yeah,
and I'm a baby mama. And I'm going to give a shout out to my baby, Oscar India and TJ.
Hi, my name is Shaquan. And I'm a baby mama.
And I'm going to give a shout out to my baby
mama.
Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama. I see you paying ya, I see you working ya, I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet. And you're like, what the hell? You say, this ain't even half a daycare. Saying to yourself, this ain't fair. And all my girls who don't get no help, who gotta do everything by yourself. Remember, what don't kill you can only make you stronger.
Good morning to everyone who has tuned in today. I get so excited.
those of you who are waiting in line before the show even starts, it's just like going to a club or going to an event. You see the line wrapped around before the doors even open. You know the show is going to be off the chain. And today is dedicated to all the baby mamas out there. Now, I already got some emails and some flack for calling us mothers, baby mama. That is derogatory. That is ghetto. I do not want to be called a baby mama. I don't have that. So we're going to talk about all that today. Today's show is dedicated to all the single mothers, not just mothers out there. We're still celebrating Mother's Day. As most of us know, Mother's Day is every day. Fathers, if you're listening, don't get attitude. Your time is coming in June, and you know I'm a rep for you, too. But, you know, this month, the month of May, we like to focus on our mothers, celebrating Mother's Day. And a lot of us have different perspectives about who a mother should be, how she should act, what should happen. Some of us have different experiences with our mothers. Some of us didn't have our mothers in our lives. Some of us have our mothers in our lives and are estranged. We don't have a good relationship with them. Some of us think our moms are the best ones in the whole wide world. Some of us are taking care of our mothers, and they've become like our children now. Some of us are baby mamas. Some of us are wives. We all go through different things as women, and so today's focus is all the baby mamas. Fantasia, baby mama, that song came out some years ago. I think it's a great song. It didn't really do good. Fantasia got a back for it based on her background as a single mother, not finishing high school and not having the best in education, but still being successful and going through some things as a mother. So we're going to talk about all that. Of course, we got the Hey Miss J, all the letters that you guys are sending in, asking questions. Single mothers, we got it pretty bad, and I see a trend going on. It's a lot of questions about single mothers getting into relationships, single mothers who have more than one child. Some women are getting ashamed to be single, so they're jumping into relationship after relationship. Next thing you know, you got 3, 4, 5 kids by 4, 5 different men. It happens, and we need to talk about it. You can't heal, you can't move forward, you can't get over something if you don't release it. Now, I want to speak to all the super Christians out there. Please make the necessary adjustments. I do not deny my faith. Those of you who are new to the show, welcome. You'll see that. Those of you who've been listening for a while, you already know. I ain't ashamed of the gospel. I don't want God to be ashamed of me, but I make sure to apply the word. I'm not just going to quote scripture. Anybody can do that. So, your super Christians, it might not be the best thing for you, but I think it's the greatest thing for you to tune in and connect with people around the world. We are live worldwide right now on blogtalkradio.com/MissJProductions, also on iartistradio.com. So no matter how you tuned in, whether you're listening on your phone, whether you're listening on the computer, I appreciate all of you. So if you know anyone who needs some encouragement, any mamas, any baby mama that's going through some issues, you know we do got them. We got some ghetto baby mamas. We got some ghetto women out there that like to fight, that look ratchet. We're going to talk about all that. We got a little extra time for today's show, so just sit back and relax. Of course, we got the best in inspirational music. We ain't going to switch it up much. Of course, we got the Ms. J area code check-in. Some new area codes are checking in today, so I want to give y'all a shout-out. That's your opportunity to rep your city. My opportunity, of course, to make a fool of myself and get you guys to laughing, and I love it because you love it, so I'm going to keep on doing it. We're going to talk about Ms. J as a baby mama. Yes. Ms. J is a single mother, never been married. Uh-oh, did I lose some listeners now? We don't talk about that. In order to heal somebody, in order to help somebody, empower and encourage someone, I like to share my personal experiences. Now, y'all ain't all going to get all deep into my business, but I like to share my personal experiences to know that it can happen. It does happen, and you can get through it. You can get over it. You can still succeed despite your past. Some of us are single mothers not by any fault of our own. Some of us are widows. Some of us have been divorced. Some of us have lost our husbands because of certain situations, and it wasn't because we went out seeking to be a single or baby mama. So we're going to talk about all that today. We're going to get right back into some music. Tell everyone, if you're listening on your computer, you got to step away. You you can listen on your phone.
Yes.
You can call in, listen live on your phone. Send out a text message real quick. Tell all the mamas, call in. You need to listen. We're going to get down. We're going to get dirty. We're going to get healed. We're going to OD on positivity right here, Ms. J in the morning, dial 714-816-4743. Now, despite all that, y'all, we still here. And we repping. Those of you who are calling in, I see you. I see you. We're going to get to you if we can get through everything that's planned for today's show. So let's get right back into some music. Here's Demita Hatton, still here. It's Ms. J in the morning. Let's go, y'all. Survive right here on Ms. J in the Morning. And right before that, Demita Haddon still here. We are rocking the best in inspirational music today. Go mix it up a bit. Good morning to everyone who is still calling in. I'm so grateful for all of you who are tuning in for the very first time. Welcome to Ms. J in the Morning. I'm your host, Ms. J, and right here we OD on positivity. Now, positivity does not mean that everything's going to be happy, rainbow, and sunshine all the time, but we are making better choices in order to have a better life. We have the Ms. J Challenge each and every day, and it's a simple quote that states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I want everybody to repeat it after me. And I'm serious. Repeat it after me, y'all. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It takes about 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. Consecutive, that means no breaks. Sometimes you might have to do it 21 times for 21 days to develop a habit, but why not develop a habit of positivity? You've tried everything else, and it hasn't worked. So why not try something that works? It has been psychologically proven, spiritually, and medically proven that changing your thoughts, your words, and even your actions for the positive can help you live a longer and healthier life. So why not do what works? Why are we so obsessed with the things that don't work in life? So we're going to talk about it today on the show. Today's show is dedicated out there to the life of a mother. All the baby mamas, Fantasia, kick the show off to my B-A-B-Y-M-A. I'm going to have to play that again during the show just to give another knockout to the ones who just can't stand the song. I love it. I do it just because it makes those negative people upset and forces them to put a smile on their face. My job right here on the show is to push you, probe you, encourage you, sometimes just slap you into reality to get you to think positive, change your perspective. Everything that you're going through in life is for a reason. I don't care if you grew up Christian. I don't care if you grew up Muslim, Buddhist, whatever your religious background, or if you grew up atheist. We all agree on one thing. We did not choose to be here. And the second thing is because we're here, we have a purpose. We're here for some reason. So if we can agree on our religious beliefs, we can agree on our religious practices, what we can agree on is that we are here on this earth for a reason. Now, since we agree on that, I can take it a step further to say that the reason is more positive than it is negative. Now that we all agree on that, why don't we keep moving forward with OD and on positivity? Now, focusing in on all of our mothers, and especially our single mothers, on this show today, I want to make sure to encourage you guys and make sure to let you guys know that it is okay. It is okay. There is nothing that happens by accident. The word coincidence, just happenstance, nobody knew it was going to go on. There's nowhere where it says that God just oops in the Bible. It is no oops going on. Everything happens for a reason. Even when you thought you were in control, God allowed certain things to happen in order to get his perfect will right here in the earth. You never know what could happen even through your own mistakes, by your own fault. You may as well be guilty of everything that everybody is talking about, but that doesn't mean that puts a period at the end of the sentence. The only time a period comes to the end of the sentence is when the sentence is completed and it's finished. And you're not done, you're not finished until you're 6 feet underground. So your life may have a lot of commas, a lot of exclamation points, may have some semicolons, some colons, some crooked letters, some all kinds of stuff going on in your life, but there's no period at the end of the sentence until you are completed and you're still here. So that means you're not done yet. So we're not even going to focus on that. We're going to get right into it, right into some letters, right into some issues that some of us single mothers are having. Now, a while ago, I did a video on YouTube. Shout out to all my YouTube subscribers. If you haven't done so, log on to the website and do so while we're talking. Now, I did a video a while ago called Baby Mama, Baby Daddy Drama, talking about the issues that we have as single parents getting back into the dating scene. A lot of single mothers, more so than men, are worried that this is the end. I am damaged goods. I have 2-3 kids now. Ain't no man gonna want a mama that got different daddies. I got a child now. I'm by myself. I can't do it anymore. And I want to encourage you guys to say that your purpose is to be in a relationship. If you've made a few mistakes, as you call them, or you're stuck in this habit or this trend of failed relationships, the first thing you need to do is look at yourself. I want to speak to all the women out there to let you know all men are not dogs. We're going to talk about where that statement came from, too. Ms. J is going to give you a little bit of knowledge. But I want to release y'all from saying that. Every man out there is not out to get you just for sex. Now, I will say every man loves sex. Every man, yes, loves sex, but every man is not out there just to get sex. So quit preaching that. Quit teaching that to your daughters. Quit teaching that to other women. Quit believing that for yourself. Most of us cannot get into healthy relationships because we're stuck in these traditional sayings and these quotes that are blocking us from having the healthy relationships that we need to have. Now, that doesn't mean that you be immature and you give yourself away quickly. It means you use wisdom and understand that all men are not the same. Now, all the men you choose may be the same. Let me say that again. All men are not the same. There's no way on God's green earth you can meet every single man in this universe. Yet every man that you choose just may be the same. So what you need to do is focus on yourself. Why are you attracting the same type of man? What are you putting out? What are you doing? What habits have you created that attracts the same type of men that are unfaithful, that lie to you, that have cheated on you, that start out good and end up bad? What trends are you doing? We all know, well, most of us know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If you've gotten to a habit of meeting men on the internet, meeting men through other people, maybe you need to change your venue on how you're meeting men. Even if you're meeting men in church, everybody in church ain't holy and ain't Christian. Let me let y'all know that now. The devil knows the Bible better than you do, forward and backwards. Please read your word so you'll know how to fight against who's coming against you. The devil was an angel, okay? He was a choir director. He was up there. Yeah, he was a beautiful angel. He was fine. That's what it was. He was fine. He was one of them. His problem was he didn't know his position and his place and took a whole third of heaven with him. So people was like, oh, no, this brother is on it. So he's intelligent. So please believe that there are people out there that are in church, that are great entrepreneurs or have a good job, that are good men, and they don't have your best interests at heart. So it's up to you to get the tools, to get the knowledge, to get the wisdom and the experience that you need to make sure you don't fall in that trap again. So step number one is look at yourself. What is it? It could be the way you dress. It could be the way you talk. It could be where you go and where you frequent to meet these men. Sometimes you need to just chill and focus on yourself. Ms. J, like I said it again, I'm a single mother. My child is about to be 5 this year, so it's still kind of fresh. It's still kind of new for me. Yet when I first became a mother and it was apparent that his father and I were not going to be together, the first thing I did not do was jump into a relationship because I wanted my son to have a father. The first thing I did, I chilled out. I was like, oh, let me sit down. Sometimes you got to get on the bench. You got to bench yourself out of the game. Sometimes you got to say, hold up, time out, blow the whistle, let's sit down, let's chill, let's regroup. Let's get it together. Sometimes you need to get it together for yourself. You need to do a self-examination to see what is going on inside of me. Everybody got that? Back to the video. We talked about the baby mama issues. Now, when it's time that you feel that it's when you feel it's time to get back into a relationship, back into a romantic relationship. The first thing you need to do is focus on friendships. Now, I'm answering the questions of these women that are sending the emails and wondering, how do I get back into the dating thing? You need to focus on a friendship first. Quit being so quick to heal yourself through a man's love. A man's love cannot heal you. A man's love can never heal you. The hurt that you've experienced, the pain, the disappointment that you've experienced will never be healed by getting into a relationship. Quit watching all these TV shows on WeTV, watching people on Facebook and saying, oh, he completes me. A man will never complete you. When you get into a relationship and you're focused on marriage and longevity, it is not 50-50 coming together to make 100, because both of y'all broke trying to get together and make another broke person. It should be 100 and 100 coming together. 1 times 1 equals 1. 1 times 1 times 1 equals 1. You guys to come together to make 1, and you can't do that. Now, that's biblical. That's simple math. I don't care where you get it from. It needs to be 100% with the 100% coming together. A man's love cannot heal you. A man cannot complete you, and he will never be able to do so. A man cannot make up for the mistakes that you made in your past relationship. A man cannot make up for the things that you accepted in your past relationship. Only God can. God is the only one who can completely heal you. God is the only one who can completely deliver you. And until you understand that, you can go through the rat race of life and have 18 different men to come into your life, treat you well, buy you things, and you can still be hurting on the inside. So the first thing you need to focus on is healing yourself. Sitting yourself down and looking at yourself and saying, what is it? What is it that is going on with me? You talk to God. Have a conversation. That is prayer. And listen, you can do all the talking, get it all out, and then shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. We're going to talk about that too, y'all. But I want to get back to the statement that all men are dogs. Now, I know some of you men cringe, and some of you women have said it before. Some of you guys have actually lived by it. And now you're single and wonder, I'm single and happy. Yeah, right. Valentine's Day come around, nobody say something to you, you're getting upset. All men are not dogs. Where did that statement come from? There was actually a study done back in about the 18th century, way back in the day, where in Western civilization, a lot of people had dogs. A lot of people had dogs. They had pets. And so a lot of studies with psychologists and doctors were done on domestic animals. They were done on cats, on dogs, and on rats. Well, of course, we all know lab rats, you know, and all that type of thing, but most people focused on their dog and their dog's behavior, wolves, and where it came from. And so a lot of the psychologists from back in the day, a lot of the doctors compared a man's animalistic behavior to that of a wolf, of a dog, to say that they love to hang in packs, they have the alpha male, their strength, how they structure their family, to say that a lot of men are just like the wolves with their basic animal instinct. Not derogatory like us women have adopted to say all men are dogs, they just dirty and it ain't gonna work. It actually came out of psychological studies and human behavior and that type of thing. So Ms. Jay is dropping a little wisdom on you and a little knowledge. So men, just understand where it came from when you use something. Understand where it derived from before you go screaming it all out in the place. It didn't start out bad. A woman didn't come up with the statement to put y'all men down, to say all men are dogs and y'all ain't worth nothing. It actually was a study of human behavior compared to the wolves and saying that you guys love the alpha male syndrome, you hang in packs, you love to encourage each other, you rough house and that type of thing. And so us women, we did take it, as we normally do, to the extreme and got a little dramatic with it. Now, I think I've talked long enough and gave y'all enough to focus on, so y'all know it's time to get to a little bit of music. Just smooth it over a bit, because some of y'all just needed to hear that and that alone. But it's okay to be alone, y'all. It's okay to be by yourself. You need to focus on yourself before you're joining with anybody else. So I believe one is a magic number, and here's Jill Scott right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Jill Scott right here on Miss J in the Morning. One is the magic number. There's just me. Shout out to all the single mothers out there. Getting down into the questions, the emails that you guys are sending in about some issues you are having. Now, some of you guys out there are a little ashamed to, you know, admit that you were the one that sent in the email and the question. So it's okay. Everything that we talk about is confidential. I won't mention any names, but we will get to the issues. Get straight to the point on today's show. Of course, we have the best in inspirational music. I'm going to talk about some things that we need to talk about to get healed and get delivered and move on in life. And we have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up soon. Some new area codes that are checking in. So it's your opportunity to rep your city a little bit later in the show. Today is an extended show, so we have a little bit of extra time just to chill and get some more music in and answer a few more questions. So those of you who are requesting to ask a question live on air, let's pray that we'll be able to get to you. I'm trying to get to all the questions that were emailed to me even last night. So that was Jill Scott. One is the magic number. There's just me, and it's okay. Right before that music break, we were talking about it's okay to be by yourself, but the first thing you need to do is focus on you. Make sure you understand what trends you have started, where this stuff is coming from, and why you keep attracting the same person before you think about getting into another relationship. I want to make a quick announcement. Coming up on May 19th, I am hosting the first of many relationship empowerment sessions. This one is focusing on women in relationship, and it's called True Hurt. Right there in Stockton, California. Make sure you log on to the website, MsJProductions.com. All the information is there. There'll be food there. There'll be music. We'll talk. We'll have a great time. And the event is free. F-R-E-E-E-E-E-E-E. Free. There will be vendors there that will be showcasing some services that you may need, also selling some products. It's like off the chain. I got blessed with this awesome necklace. I just haven't found the perfect dress to showcase it with on our last event. But this event is going to be off the chain. Men, you are invited as well. We're focusing on women in relationships. Now, I want to make a quick disclaimer. Those of you who want to bring your teenage daughters or children to the event, it's okay. But please know we will talk about some mature topics. So you got to make sure that if you get in there and you feel that this is not for your team, that you might have to leave. So just be aware. But I encourage everybody to come. We'll have a great time. Of course, we'll keep it positive. I'll be there. I'll be your host. I'll be your speaker. And we'll have an awesome time out there in Stockton, California. So to get more information, log on to the website. If you're my friend on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and even YouTube. You can get all that information, which will be featured there as well. So I want to give a shout out to all my sponsors. Tender Hands Safe Haven will be in the house to get some information about domestic violence. There is never an excuse for abuse, not just physical abuse. There's emotional abuse, there's verbal abuse, and even new studies are looking at spiritual abuse. So maybe we need to have a whole show just about that. But they'll be in the building and have some information ready for you to identify the warning signs in your relationship. Some of us have been through some issues and we didn't even know. We're being abused and we're accepting it as normal. You may know someone who is in an abusive relationship and you need to get professional help for them and educate yourself from professionals, from licensed people who can get you the help that you and your family need or your loved ones need. So make sure you log on to tenderhandsafehaven.org and get all that information. They'll be in the building on May 19th. Ms. J will be in the building. We got some good food. We always have a good time, and it's free. So all of my sponsors, also Charterhouse Center for Families, want to give them a shout out, and PLTI for being great sponsors and great supporters of Ms. J Productions and Pump. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But there are other people out there who are supporting the show. So let's get into a bit of spoken
word. Hi, my name is Lizzie, and I'm the founder of 31 Status. The mission of 31 Status is to show girls around the world what the Proverbs 31 woman looks like today. We want to set a new standard of beauty in a world that tells us that sex and seduction are the only ways to find love. We believe that true love comes from God, and we want to help you get to know Him and to know yourselves in a greater way. I hope you join me in this movement. Check out this amazing spoken word piece from my sister, Genetic.
And God said, it was not good for man to be alone, so He created you. But somewhere along the line, someone changed your perspective, shifted your view. Like Eve, you listened to the wrong voice and took a huge, tasty bite of deception. Now your stomach's upset because your spirit won't digest it. No longer the woman that walks in the confidence of ultimate artistic design. Submit your name change. We'll call you Compromise. This is what happens when your gospel is according to whoever's at the top of your playlist and the media has become your Bible, searching scriptures and magazines to be told who you are, dancing lead in Satan's recital. But you are not her, and she is not you. Because we are called to so much more than makeup, hair, clothes, and shoes, and dropping it like it's hot, even if we're able to. We are women of a different status, 31 to be exact. We are content with not looking like anyone else because we know our differences are not a reason to be jealous, but God's fingerprint. They don't run around talking about how there are no good men. We know if we apply half as much effort on the inside as we do on the out, we'll stop drawing the wrong attention. Slow to speak, quick to listen. Receiving intervention from a higher dimension, seeking purpose, watching our God-given visions come to fruition, never forgetting that we have been forgiven much. So we eat, we live, we breathe, we give, we even sweat love. Always ready to hear from the women with silver hair. Seeds have been sown, and their wisdom saturates our soil, clipping our dead ends for growth. You'll find us always promoting unity, serving in our communities, using our gifts and talents as an all glory to God opportunity. Wake up in the morning with the grind for the Most High on our mind, constantly being refined to be the exact of our architect's design. We have no hearts. So here's the answer before the question. Any man who wants a heart will go to Christ knowing it's in His possession. Yes, we are beautiful and barefoot in the kitchen of grace, pregnant with purpose, baking up praise. Jesus is who we crave, awaiting to come to full term so we can deliver back what has been deposited, knowing good and well one day we all will be honored. Mercy gives us second chances, so we ain't received what we ought to get. We needed an intervention. Christ came to do loss prevention. On a cross, He was stretched and fully extended. And we were given an extension. Hear me. An extension. Hear me. Because this price was worth far more than your finest Indian Remy. I know we can change the things we don't like all for a simple cost. But Botox, lipo, and implant ain't got nothing on what was accomplished on that cross. Because you can't implant in yourself a new spirit, or life will suck away your sin. You can't lap band your addictions, and you can't Botox away your depression. We all need Him. It's time to change your status. 31 to be exact. Don't be afraid of what's abstract. Let the Spirit of God be what attracts. We are women of a different status. This world we will impact. We are women of a different status. 31 to be exact.
Can you say my mommy, Miss Jay,
one day, I'm gonna understand. Zaya.
your career, they said. Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead, I chose to use my heart. Now the door.
With Lauryn Hill knows how much that song means to all of us, a very special love letter to her child. And I actually fell in love with that song. I had a similar story. But right before that, Spoken Word Break by Miss Kinetics, 31 to be exact. Make sure you look it up on YouTube. Awesome, awesome spoken word performer or artist. An amazing woman of virtue. If you want some inspiration, she has some great things to say online. I wish I could just do a whole show and just have her take over. So I'm going to go ahead and speak that. But today's show is focused on all the women out there, all not just women, but all the mothers and not just mothers, all the single mothers out there, answering your questions and encouraging you during your time and your issues that you're having as a single mother. So we talked about looking at ourselves, and some of you guys got questions about getting into relationships. And I say, before you do so, work on you. Make sure you focus on the you that needs to be healed. And can't no man, can't no relationship heal you or get you over the issues that you're having. Only God can. So make sure you take that time to meditate and do a better you. Now I want to focus on our image. A lot of us women want to make sure that we wear a size 1 through a size 5 at the max. If we are size 6 through a size 10, it might be okay, and we make excuses and call ourselves thick. I want to get that out of our minds. Everybody is not meant to look the same, and Barbie is not a prototype for a healthy or happier life. Want to make sure that if you want to be healthier, you make those choices and be a healthy you. Make sure you be a healthy you. If healthy is a size 12 for you, then that's you. If healthy is a size 3 for you, then that's you. Focus on you. Don't sit there and get caught up in the image. If a man is stuck on you looking like a Barbie doll, then that's all he wants. I posted that before. A lot of women out there are posting pictures looking like a Barbie and wondering why men are playing with them. You look like a toy. You're sitting there, you're wearing the cute little Barbie doll clothes, and you got the pink little lipstick and the blonde hair, and then you change your hair up and you color up, and you bounce around with all these material things and wonder why men don't take you seriously. You have to pay attention to your image, what you're putting out there, what you are doing to attract the things that you are attracting. So make sure that you're doing what makes you happy, that feels good to you. If you got corns and bunions on top of bunions because all you do is wear heels all day, you got back issues, sometimes you need to just switch over to some flats. That's all I'm saying. So make sure that the image that you're putting out is the image that you want to put out, not because media or today's society say this is what beauty is. We know we've all heard it before, but there are women who are 30, 40, even 50 years old that are stuck in believing that this is the way that they should look. They're spending money, thousands upon thousands of dollars just on makeup, and they're still hurting on the inside. They're still broken on the inside. Don't believe everything that people put on Facebook and put on Twitter. People can put it out there because they want themselves to look better. They're looking for validation. So you're thinking these women are so beautiful and so happy and in perfect relationships, and they're not. There's a lot of women out there that are posting pictures of their husbands or their boyfriends saying that they're amazing, and they go home and they're getting beat every day. I want you to make sure that you're understanding what your purpose is, understanding the power that you have inside of you, understanding your worth and how great you are. Once you do that, everything else will flow so much easier, and that's a guarantee. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. It's Miss J in the Morning. Y'all stay tuned. We got a little bit extra time now.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMP. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Managed, making it happen.
Hi, this is Markeela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the Morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus, OD, overdose on positivity. Variety show, inspirational music, uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on to the website, MizJProductions.com. Get all the information you need about becoming my friend on Facebook, liking my Facebook fan page, following me on Twitter and YouTube. Shout out to all my new subbies, Twitter buds, Facebookers. Everybody stay tuned to MizJProductions.com. You can find out where I will be next and the next event coming up May 19th free empowerment session, Truth Hurts, talking about relationships. And what we're dealing with today, we're going to get a little bit dirtier, a little bit deeper on that day. There'll be food there, there'll be music there, and it is for free. So make sure you get there, 4 p.m. in Stockton, California. All the information is on the website. When you need it, today's show is dedicated to all of the single parents out there, all the baby mamas. We're going to get rid of all that drama. But right now it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. We got some new area codes that are checked in today, and I'm so grateful for all of you guys who have tuned in and who continue to tune in and support me. We got a special extended show today, so kick back. We got a little bit more to come, but let's get right into it. Here we go, 209-916-323-661-501-416-008-702-678-310-770-334-818-510-310. Did I say you already? 336-864-404-213-414-213-471-237-602-757-602-682-483-847-903-416. I think I said you already, but shout out to you too. Thank you so much. Everybody who's calling in, 213, you got in. Hey, see you, boo. Everybody who's called in, thank you so much for all the love and all the support. I really do appreciate it. It's not just my show. This is our show, and I could not be doing what I'm doing only 7 months into it, and we're already over 30,000 reoccurring listeners, and that's just not even including those of you who are tuning in to iArtistRadio.com. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my boss, DJ Abnormal, the iArtist Radio team, all the DJs. Make sure you log on to iArtistRadio.com. You can listen to me 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the TuneIn app. Go ahead and download the TuneIn app. You can listen to the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, and, of course, your girl, Ms. J. Listen on demand, so make sure you do so. Those of you who are logged on to blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Shout out to you, too. Thank you for subscribing to my page. Make sure you keep it here on lock Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And those of you that are international, baby, thank you so much. The Netherlands, Sweden, Canada, the UK, Japan, South Africa, no matter where you are, Australia, Austria, no matter where you are in the world, I'm so grateful that you're taking the time to OD on positivity right with me, your girl, Ms. J. Thank you so much. I love all of y'all. So, yeah, we got into some great music before the commercial break, and we're loving it, talking about us, our image, and what we need to do to succeed. Understanding your purpose, why you are here, is the first thing you need to do before you're looking to get into any other relationship. Those of you who are feeling ashamed, you're sending me emails, and especially you young girls who made a mistake, who made some choices that weren't the best at the time, you are blessed with a gift. There is nothing that happens on this earth, in this universe, under the sun, under the cosmos, that's by accident. God has a purpose for your child. God has a purpose for your life with your child. You have the love that you need right there with your child. You have the love that you need with the support system. If you don't have anybody that can support you, get out and find the support. Sometimes you need to get into a different agency that is offered through the government, through your county, through your city, that will get you the help that you need. There are tons, tons, tons of programs, tons of agencies out there that have the resources you need to have a better life for you and your child. Make sure you do so. You spend time on Facebook, you can spend time on Google, and find the resources that you need. Make sure your focus now is on your child and making sure your child doesn't have to suffer because of your choices. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. God loves you enough and trusts you enough to give you such a gift. If it wasn't meant to be, it would not have happened. I want to talk to all those super Christians out there. Quit giving the devil so much praise. There is nothing that can happen without God's permission. If God allowed it to happen, he's trying to get something in you or bring something out of you. So quit saying the devil is busy. Well, if the devil is busy, then God is busy. God is allowing him to be busy for a reason. If you don't believe me, you need an example. Read the book of Job. It looks like Job but it's pronounced Job. Read the book of Job. Do parallel reading, meaning after you read the book of Job, they'll give you some scriptures down at the bottom in most Bibles that will get you to other books that will give you the same experiences to understand why God allows certain things to happen in life. If he trusts you with the situation, he believes in you, and he loves you, and he's made a way out. So if you're feeling like you're oppressed, you're depressed, you're downtrodden, you feel stressed out, you feel like you're not going to make it, the devil is a liar. One of my favorite quotes states, we know the devil is a liar, we know he's a loser, but one thing he is not is a quitter. The devil will not quit. Those of you who said, oh, he came to kill, steal, and destroy, not to kill you physically, because once you're dead, you're no good to him. He came to steal your hopes, kill your dreams, destroy your bloodline, get you distracted long enough to miss the things that God has for you so you can distract somebody else, and they can distract somebody else. And then we're all corrupt and distracted and missing the things that God has prepared for us. You have a purpose in life, a greater purpose. Your child has a greater purpose in life. The very child that you birthed out of wedlock, that came through rape, that came through molestation, that came through hatred, that came through pain, that came through confusion, has a purpose in life. Your child just may be the next president of the United States, the next astronaut, the next king or queen in another country. You never know. Your child is royalty and will walk into the things that God has prepared for your child. Your job is to nurture that seed. We're going to talk about some baby daddy drama in a minute, but I want you guys to focus on that. And don't forget it, y'all. Let's get into some Glenn Lewis, dedicated to all of y'all who are feeling a little bad about what you did. It's okay. You have a greater purpose. You are beautiful, and nothing happens without God's permission. So God ordained it. Yes, he did. Don't forget it. Right here on this day in the morning.
Everything will be okay. Don't you think it's your fate? No, 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 no. La, 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 la. Don't you be afraid.
Hey y'all, this is M. Michelle, and I always OD on positivity, each and every day, right here on Miss J in the Morning. J in the Morning. J in the Morning.
The worst thing, the worst you could do is give me time to discover I don't need you. The sun rises without you. My heart beats strong in spite of you, and your spite doesn't have the potency it once did. I don't need you. I don't can breathe without you. And what was once an addiction is now a memory of what the hell you do to me. The absolute worst thing you can do is give me space to move junk out of my life. Walk away. Vacate the premises. Give ventilation to fresher air. Air free of the stench of your unnecessary drama and superfluous nonsense. Space to see how simpler life could be. Uncomplicated. This mess of knots untied from around what used to be our friendship. The very worst thing you can do to me is let me realize my potential. Desist in draining energy fixing your issues. And finally get serious about getting my affairs in order. Getting my life together after the earthquake of you. Demolish the devastating parasitic cycle of history repeating itself. And set me free of your loving slavery. The worst thing you could ever do to me is let me realize the worst thing I can do to you. The worst thing. Walk away. Walk away. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye, and mean it.
M. Michelle, quick break, quick spoken word break. The worst thing, right before that, Glenn Lewis, don't you forget it. Don't you forget that you have a purpose. Don't worry about what anyone says about you. Don't worry about what anyone does to you. Make a choice to be positive every single day. Change your perspective. What happened yesterday, you can't change that. And don't even worry about what's going to happen tomorrow because it got its own issues to worry about. Focus on the here and the now. And let people know that the worst thing that you can really do is let me know just how much you are against me. Those people that are around you that don't support you, the ones who talked about you when they found out that you were pregnant and knew that you weren't married and knew that you couldn't afford to take care of a child at the moment, the ones who laughed at you, the ones who turned away from you, don't worry about them. Let them go. Don't spend your life trying to prove something to another person because no matter how great you do, they will always find something negative to say about you, something wrong going on in your life, and you'll spend your life trying to please people. And people will always find something to show that they are displeased. Make sure that your life is about being loved, showing the love, being friendly, getting the friendship that you need, showing the love for your child, building a greater legacy, leaving something behind. When God allows certain things to happen, he has 4, 5, 6, 10 generations in mind down the road. He is not focused on just you right here and right now. The benefit, the blessing is that we get all the love and we get all the grace and all the mercies and the blessings right here and right now. Those are our rewards for being in line and being in order and being obedient to the things that he has prepared and the things that he has said and the things that he has established. But it's not just for us and our children right now. It's for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children. So we have to make sure that we're changing our perspective and understand that some of the things that we're going through is not your fault. Some of the things that we are going through has nothing to do with you right here and right now. Some of the things that God is allowing to go on in your life has everything to do with your great, 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 great granddaughter that will make an invention that will revolutionize the world, or about your great, 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 great grandson that will invent something or produce something or become someone that will change the universe. Everybody keeps talking about we're in our last days and you're preparing for death and you're not preparing for life. Get prepared for the things that God has for you. His perfect will be established before his return. Please understand that. That's biblical. His perfect will be established. He's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle. That means all this stuff has to be dealt with, has to be taken care of. A lot of us will die before we see it happen. A lot of us will waste away before we see it happen, but we need to make sure that it will happen. God's perfect will happen in your life, in your bloodline, in its own time. So make sure you're focusing on the positive. Make sure you're focusing on the promises. Make sure you're focusing on the greater things that are going on in your life. You may be homeless right now, but you still have yourself. You still have your health. You still are where you need to be in this season. You are coming out of it. It is not the period at the end of the sentence. To all the single mothers out there, make sure you understand that this is not the end. If your desire is to be married and to be a wife, you have to make sure to understand what a wife is. What does it mean to be married? If you were married before, it didn't work. So don't go back to what you used to do. Get around some successful married people. There is no such thing as a perfect marriage. Surround yourself by like-minded people and like-acting people. Some people can have the same mind as you have, and that can be a bad thing. But make sure that their actions and their minds, their character is lining up with where you want to be. If you want to make money, don't hang around broke folk. I'm not saying diss people. I'm not saying step on people. I'm saying the two broke people that don't understand how to create wealth and maintain that wealth is worse than getting with someone who does to train both of them. Get with a mentor, somebody to train you to be a better mother, somebody to show you what it's like to have a successful household, to have a clean house, to have a peaceful house, and then you can train those that are just like you. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different to happen, you are insane. I want to make sure that I get all of the questions answered that you guys are sending in. Even while we were on the show, people were emailing me, sending me direct messages of things they want to talk about. So we'll definitely get to it, but maybe on another show. We're in the last few minutes of the show, and I want to make sure that I get the message out to all the mothers out there, all the single mothers out there, that you need to stay encouraged. It takes a special somebody for God to trust you to do it all on your own. It is hard. It is challenging. It is difficult, but it is not impossible. You can do it. You will do it. You will make more mistakes in life. You are not perfect, so quit trying to be. You are the perfect parent just for your perfect child. You may not be perfect for somebody else, but you're perfect for your son and your daughter or your children that you have right here and right now. Now, I want to talk to those parents who are working hard and making sure they're giving their children everything that they deserve. Your child needs more of you than the things that you provide. Your child needs more of you than the things that you provide. Your child may have the best shoes, the best clothes, the best games, but many adults that grew up in great homes become very ill mentally because they didn't have the hugs. They didn't have the love. They didn't have the encouragement. They didn't have the quiet time, the story time before bed that they needed from their parents. If you're a single parent and you feel like you don't have time, you need to make sure that you take the time. Learn time management. That's the best thing to do as a single parent because your child needs you. You pay the bills. You put the food on the table. That's all well and good, but children don't understand that. What they want is mommy's love. They want mommy to hold them before they go to bed. They want mommy to read to them. They want mommy to play with them. make sure you take the time out to do that. Take time. If you just want to sleep, get an hour quick, a quick hour power nap, and the second hour that you have, get up, go for a walk. Go sit outside. Go just get a cup of water and sit on your porch and talk to your child. Actually ask your children without scolding them. What are they going through school? What are they feeling? What are the things that they like? Some single parents get caught up in the rat race of life. They don't know their child's favorite color. They don't know their child's favorite food because they just study stuff in the food they put on the table. I cook it, you eat it. Find out what your children like. Get into their personality. Children's change just as we do. They're growing, they're learning, more by your example than they are by what you say. If you have the time or have the day off, it feels great to get some sleep. Trust, I know. But sometimes you need to just pop up at your child's school and volunteer and say, I had a day off, so I want to spend time with you. You don't understand how much you can help your child excel in school by just being there. You have time for your job. You have time for your friends. You have time for Facebook. Make sure you have time for your child. I'm not the perfect mom. I don't get it right all the time. I don't make the best choices for my son all the time. But one thing I can say and that I am proud of is that my son is happy and my son is healthy. There have been times my son has ran around with wrinkled clothes and holes in his shoes, and he acted like he had the best outfit there was in the world. Take the time, and it takes time for you to learn how to do that. Be consistent in it. Be consistent in everything that you do and everything that you say. Don't say something that's positive and start a routine that they love and then end it because you get back into that race. Make sure you take the time out to focus on you, but focus on your child as well. Because you're the only parent, you don't have that support from another parent, from a father, to give to that child. I want to also say, like I said before, quit telling your child you are their mother and their father. You are confusing them and teaching them the wrong thing. You can never be that child's father. You can never be that child's father. There are some roles, there are some duties and some responsibilities that you have to adopt, but you can never be that child's father. So do not say that. Do not diss your child's father in front of them or around them. Children hear it. If you're on the phone or in conversation with that child's father, do not argue with your child's father or your baby daddy or whatever you want to call them in front of your child. I had to learn that, and I had to learn it quick. Don't ever do that. You don't ever stop them having a relationship with their father. There is a purpose. God chose your DNA and their DNA to create that beautiful child, and you need to honor that man just for that. Even if he was just a seed sower, there are some that needs to sow the seed, some that needs to nurture and water the seed, some that needs to harvest the seed. Your job may just be to nurture and to plant the seed, and that's it. Some other people will come and add some water on it, some sunlight, and then somebody else may come and actually harvest the seed and bring it out to be its best. So even if the father's role was just to plant the seed, you should be grateful that God chose that seed to create your gift. We need to get up out of the baby daddy, baby mama drama. The reason why you have drama is because a lot of us are being selfish. You're thinking of yourself. You're thinking of the time you spent with that man. You're thinking of the investment you made emotionally, monetarily with that man, all the things you gave to the man, and you're only thinking about yourself. Think about that child. That child deserves to understand who he is, who she is, where they come from. I grew up never knowing my biological father, so I'm speaking from experience. It is detrimental to a child's mental health not understanding where they come from. If you are deliberately keeping your child away from their father, shame on you. The children will grow to understand how their father is. Now, if their father is abusive or detrimental to their health or their safety, then that's a totally different story. But if you're just being dramatic, angry, bitter, holding on to grudges, you always got an attitude. You may not even say it, but your face, your energy says it all. You need to change it right now, not for you, not for him, but for your child. Every child needs both parents. But because of your situation, the choices you've made, the things that you've accepted, you're at home by yourself taking care of your child. Make sure you're doing a little bit extra to ensure that your child is healthy emotionally, spiritually. Play soft music in the house. Get the house quiet sometimes. Clean the house. Play happy music. Don't play aggressive music all the time and let your child play all these aggressive games. You're wondering why especially little boys are so angry because they don't know how to express their emotions and they're shooting guns and all this and they grow up in school and they're fighting, they're failing, they're being rebellious against authority and their teachers in school. It's the environment that you've created at home. Don't ever tell your child, as soon as you're 18, you're out of my house, because sometimes it takes a little bit longer than that. You need to nurture your child and teach your child and show your child that no matter what it is, I'm going to be here. It's going to take extra from us, ladies. It's going to take a lot. But please believe you're going to be okay and you're going to do it. So I'm going to play this quick song real quick by Chrisette Michelle. You're going to be okay. And we'll be right back after this.
I'ma take my Lexus to the mall and get a little black dress just because. Me and my boo just broke it off. I'ma be fly although he's gone. I don't really care about who he's with. I'ma get mine and he'll get his. Even though I was in love with him, I really hope the best for them. I've been sentimental and my crying detrimental. Tell me what I'm getting into. I can't lose my mind. Think it's time for me to let go. No more. You were all I lived for, but I leave you behind. I'ma be okay. I'ma be okay. I'll survive. I'll be fine. I won't cry. No way. I'ma be okay. I'ma be okay. Don't you talk. I'll move on. Baby, I'll be say it loud. Take a deep breath and count to ten. Today's a new day, I'll start again. I'ma find myself so deep within. I'm a survivor, I'll win.
I've been sentimental and my crying detrimental. Tell me what I'm getting into. I can't lose my mind. Think it's time for me to let go. Cause my heart can't take it no more. Baby, you were all I lived for, but I leave you behind.
Morning, Nate. We are at the end of the show. Only a few minutes left, y'all. And I didn't get to every single question that you guys emailed in, but I know I did get to a lot of them. So we got more to come, you guys, but on another day. Thank you so much for everybody who was tuned in. I'm so grateful for you. I want to encourage all of you ladies, all of the single mothers out there. You are awesome. You are amazing. And God loves you enough to trust you to do it all by yourself. If you're looking to get into a relationship anytime soon, you need to focus on you. Get a healthier you. Make sure you focus on your child and learn how to be the best you you can be so you can get with another person who's doing the same. You attract what's in you. So make sure we do that. Make sure you encourage each other. Log on to MissJProductions.com to get more information about where I will be and what will be coming up next. I thank you all for your time. And so we're going to get out of here with a dance, y'all. Here's the girl, Mary J. Blige. We're doing just fine. All you guys are okay. I love you, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Mwah.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...